Chazor is a Zechinishmas Habachi Cheskel Shraga ben Avram Yehuda. Sech the Brachas Daf Chof. Rav Papa asked Abaya, why is it that the earlier generations were Zoicha to Nisim, whereas we in the later generations at those times were not Zoicha to Nisim? For example, in a time of drought, when Rav Yehuda would just remove one shoe, immediately rain would come, but we, Zokta Abaya, Zokta Papa, can yell all day and daven all day without rain coming. Rav Papa said it can't be that they were greater than us in Torah, because we see that we learned more than they learned. We learned more Masechtas and more in Yonim than they learned, with a better understanding. Abaya said it's because they were more Moiser Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem than we are. He gave an example with Rav Ada Bar Ahava, who saw a girl wearing an inappropriate article of clothing, and he thought she was a Jewish girl, so he removed it from her, found out she was a guy, and he got fined because of that. So you see, he was Moiser Nefesh for it. Rav Gidl would sit by the entrance to the mikveh to direct the women when they had shilas on how to be toivel. He explained he's not afraid of the Yetzirah because he looks at these women as being geese with no desire for them whatsoever. Rabbi Yochanan would sit by the entrance to the mikveh, by the exit to the mikveh, so that when the women, after they were toivel, they would look at him. He was a very good-looking person, so that they should have children as beautiful as him. When the Rabbanan asked why he's not afraid of Ayin Hara, he explained that he comes from the Bnei Yosef, from the Shevet of Yosef, and Ayin Hara has no shlita over the Bnei Yosef. Either as we see in the pasuk of that Bein Pyrus Yosef, Bein Pyrus Alei Oyin, which we read Oyle Oyin, they are above the eye, meaning they have shlita over Yetzirah, over the Ayin Hara, or based on the pasuk of Yid Gularoy Bekev Arts, like Dogim, fish that are constantly covered by the water, and therefore Ayin Hara has no power over them, or just based on the fact that if Yosef didn't allow his eyes, so to say, enjoy what wasn't his meaning his master's wife. So Ayin Hara, therefore, Mida Gnei Gamida can't be shiloh on his children. The Mishnah says that Noshim, Avodim, and Ketanim are potter from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin, but they're Chayiv in Tefillah, the Davin Shemin Esrei, and in Mezuzah, and in Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara asks, it's obvious that women are potter from Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is a mitzvah that says Shazman Gromo, of which Noshim are potter from. Gemara says, we would think that since there's Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim in Shema, that they should be Chayiv. Mishnah therefore teaches that they are Potter. Gemara asks, it's also Pashut that women should be Potter from Tefillin, because it's also a mitzvah that say Shazman Groma. The Gemara answers, but since the Pasuk makes a Hekesh between Tefillin and Mezuzah, we would think that just like the Chayiv and Mezuzah, maybe they should be Chayiv and Tefillin also. Mishnah teaches that they are Potter. Mishnah said they're Chayiv and Tefillah. That's because Tefillah is asking for Rachmanis, and women need Rachmanis just like men need Rachmanis. That's why they're Chayiv. However, since the pasuk refers to davening and says erev avoykev et zoharoyim, it seems to give it a zman groma. That's what we think. Maybe they're potter. The Mishnah therefore teaches that they're chayiv. The Mishnah said they're chayiv in mezuzah. Obviously, that seems to be obvious as well because it's not a mitzvah zman groma. Mara says since the pasuk makes a hekesh between mezuzah and Talmud Torah, we would think that maybe women are potter from Talmud Torah. They're also potter from mezuzah. The kamash malon that they're chayiv. Mishnah says they're chayiv in birchas hamazon. That also seems to be obvious that it's not a mitzvah that's among groma. So of course they're chayiv, but we would think that since the pasuk talks about the meals of the Yidden and it says b'seis Hashem lochem bo erev basar lechol v'lechem ba boiker lisboya, so it seems to almost be tying it to a time. So maybe it makes it like a mitzvah that's among groma. The mission therefore teaches they're chayiv. V'ada bar Ahava says that women are chayiv to make kiddush, even the Raisa for Shabbos. Aye, it's a mitzvah that they say Shazman Groma. So Abaya says it means that they're Chayav Midrabbanan. Rava asks, first of all, Rav Ada Bar Ahava said it's Minat Torah. Second of all, why would they only be Chayav in that mitzvah Derabbanan? You should make them Chayav in all mitzvahs Derabbanan then. Rather, Rava said, the Pasuk, we learn Zohar V'Shamar, which teaches that whoever is Chayav in Shmira Shabbos, which women are also Chayav in Shmira Shabbos, then they also Chayav in Zechira Shabbos in the mitzvah to make Kiddush. And therefore, that's why women are Chayav in Kiddush. Ravina asked Rava whether women are Chayav in Birchas HaMazon Deraisa or Derabbanan. The Nafkamina would be, could they be Moitzi, someone else who's Chayav Deraisa? A Braisa says that a woman can be Moitzi her husband in benching, but the Chacham said that someone who doesn't know how to bench and needs their wife to bench for them should be cursed. But we see that they can be Moitzi, which means that they're Chayiv Deraisa, just like their husbands. Mara says it could be talking about where the husband only ate enough to be Chayiv in benching Midrabbanan, because Midraisa has to be Chalto V'Savoto, you have to be Seveya, you have to be Zat. But when Derabbanan, if you ate a Kezias or a Kebeya, that would be enough. So when he's Chayiv Derabbanan, maybe that's when the wife could be Moitzi him. Rav Avira, sometimes in the name of Avami, sometimes in the name of Avasi Darshan, he said that the Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say that you don't show favoritism, but then you say that you do show favoritism to the Yidden, Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecho. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Yidden who go out of their way and show favoritism to me by benching even when they're not mechuyev to bench midaraisa, they still bench even just when they eat just like kazayas or kabeya, I shouldn't have show favoritism to them. Mishnah says a Baal Keri can think the words, has to think the words of Kriya Shema, but does not make the bracha before or after. And when he eats, he makes the bracha achrayna, he benches again only in his mind without saying the words, but the bracha before he doesn't even make in his mind. Rabbi Yehuda says he makes the bracha before and after. Gemara says, Ravina says that obviously thinking is just like saying it, because if not, then why even make him think the Shema altogether? Gemara asks, if it is like speaking it, then why not speak it? Why only think it? Gemara says, we make him think it, because just like at Sinai, they couldn't be a Baal Keri when they heard the words of Torah, so to over here to speak the words of Torah, you have to make sure you're not a Baal Keri. Chista says thinking is not like speaking. And Rav Elazar explains, the reason we make him speak, think it, is that he should not, that everyone else should not be Kabbal Olmach HaShemayim while he sits there and not even thinking about it. We allow him to think benching, even though it's not Olmach HaShemayim. Rather, he thinks Kriya Shema benching because they are their Raisa.